You know, when One Candle Square was designed, it was one of the first buildings in London where the lobby has such a monumental scale. The clear height of the lobby is about 9 meters. If you measure from the bottom of the four sunken courtyards to the underside scene, it's about 13 meters. So I don't think that London at that time has this kind of monumental scale lobby. And also the other thing that one often take it for granted is you look at the material finishes and the stainless steel of the building carries into the lobby, and that was all produced by British Steel when UK at that time did have a very strong and vibrant stainless steel industry, and all those panels were produced in Wales, which the plant no longer existed. Even the marble, the grey marble, the green marble, and the red marble, where the quarry is now exhausted, you can no longer produce the stone. Well, the green marble was from Guatemala.
Wow.
And the red and the gray marble on the floor was from Italy, but all the quarries and all the marbles are now exhausted. You can no longer get more of those marble from the quarry. So you think about it, almost every single material finish is used in the One Canada Square lobby in sustainability terms, it's almost like you cannot reproduce it, because it's unique. Well, I tend to believe there are certain architectural values. They are eternal, that could withstand the test of time. If the spatial quality, and if you get the spatial quality right, I mean, personally, I don't believe in fashion. Fashion comes and goes, and I think there's almost a bad word in architecture. But I believe in, as an architect, when one wants to design something that is timeless, elegant, then, after 20, 30 years, you look at it, you still, wow, this is nice. I mean, even now, at this stage of my career, I walk through the lobby almost every week. And when I look at the handrail detail, on the stair, I still, wow. I didn't believe it. I was only 30 years old. That is still nice compared to a lot of things I've seen around.